In the name of God, most gracious, most compassionate. These days, all over the world, people are facing a catastrophe of unbelievable proportions, the COVID-19 pandemic. This pandemic is nothing like our generation has ever seen. Some of the impacts of this pandemic are quite immediate, and we are witnessing them today. Severe illness for millions of people, loss of life, skyrocketing unemployment, and financial hardships for millions of people. However, this pandemic will have ripple effects, and it will take time for its full impact to emerge. So we should expect far greater misery and hardship for countless people all over the world in the weeks and months ahead. When we go through severe hardships in life, such as the current pandemic, it will take a toll on our faith in God. And that's what I would like to examine in my presentation today. I will address two questions in my presentation. First, how hardships and sad episodes in our life affects our faith in God. And secondly, how can we protect our faith in God in times of hardship and adversity? So in the second part of my presentation, I will talk about very briefly a few practical steps that we can take to keep our faith vibrant in difficult times such as today. So let me address the first question. How hardships and sad episodes in our life can affect our faith? Let me briefly talk about faith or iman and make an important distinction about faith. As I always emphasize in my talks, we should not confuse faith with dogma. And this is something that routinely, unfortunately, people mix up. They mix up faith with dogma or theological propositions, such as God exists, or there will be resurrection or qiyamah, or for example, Quran is the authentic word of God. These are all theological propositions or theories or beliefs that people may have. A person can have very strong belief system, can hang on to these theological propositions and theories steadfastly throughout his life, yet his faith in God may actually be quite weak. Why? How is it possible for a person to have very strong beliefs, yet very weak faith? Well, it's because at its core, faith is a relationship with God. Faith is a relationship with God, not just holding ideas about God in our head or affirming in very strong terms certain propositions about God. For example, God exists. So faith at its core is a relationship that we form with God. When we have this relationship, then we actually will live with God. We will feel God's presence in our daily life. You see, we humans are created for relationships. We have relationships with our spouses, our kids, our parents, friends, and members of our community. We have commercial and business relationships, so on and so forth. It is in relationship that we find out what matters the most in life. For a person of faith, relationship with God is the most profound relationship. I'm not making this up, by the way. If you read the Quran carefully, you will see that faith has two primary ingredients. Faith has many ingredients according to the Quran, or many attributes and characteristics, but I believe that two of those attributes and ingredients are fundamental. The first one is trust, or in Quranic language, tawakkul, or i'timad bi khudawand. The second primary ingredient or characteristic of faith is hope, or raja in Quranic language, ummid bi khudawand. Listen to how the Quran describes one of the characteristics of the people of faith. That is mentioned in verse 9, chapter 39. وَيَرْجُوا رَحْمَةَ رَبَّهُ. They have hope in God's mercy. وَيَرْجُوا رَحْمَةَ رَبَّهُ. People of faith have hope in God's mercy. Notice that the verse didn't say يُوقِنُوا رَحْمَةَ رَبَّهُ, or they are certain of God's mercy. So here, the verse emphasizes that people of faith have hope, not necessarily certainty. In any relationship, we are hopeful that the other party will keep his end of the bargain. But there is never a 100% assurance that it will happen. So this relationship we form with God, which we call faith or iman, is based on hope and trust. At any point in your life, if you find yourself to be full of hope and you are very trusting, that is a good indication that you have a vibrant relationship with God. And by the way, when you are full of hope and you are very trusting, you will also have a very optimistic attitude in your daily life. Relationships are not static. They change. Our relationships may get weaker or may get stronger. Our relationship with God is no exception. It's the same way. It can get weaker over time, or it can grow stronger. The important point that I want to emphasize here is that our everyday life experiences deeply affect our faith. We may not be aware of it, but it does. Our daily life experiences affect our faith. COVID-19, financial bankruptcy, death of a loved one, a natural disaster, or heartbreaks in failed relationships, you name it, they all can impact our faith negatively. All of these bad things that may happen in our life will, or at least can, impact our faith negatively. In such instances, we become doubtful about God. We become doubtful that He cares about us. We become doubtful that He is even capable of helping us. Or worse, we may become even doubtful that God even exists. So our faith weakens. This doubt that may afflict a person of faith is not rational. In other words, it is not like he just heard of a new scientific discovery or sat down and methodically reviewed all the rational evidence for or against the existence of God and came to the conclusion that, well, God may not exist. No, this doubt that afflicts a person of faith is rooted in loss of hope in God. In times of severe hardship, we may feel like God is ignoring us. We may feel like God does not hear us or doesn't respond to our prayers. Or we may even feel that God has abandoned us altogether. This sort of doubt can rein in on the best of the faithful. It happened to Jesus Christ on the cross. In his gospel, Mark narrates the story of Jesus on the cross, which is quite illuminating. And I would like to recite verses 33 and 34 in Mark 15. It's quite illuminating. Mark says of Jesus, "When it was noon, darkness came over the whole land until 3 in the afternoon. At 3 o'clock, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, 'My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?'" Jesus Christ on the cross, towards the end of his life, he cried out loud, "God, why have you abandoned me? Why have you forsaken me?" So this sort of doubt can happen to any of us any day in our life. The Quran informs us that our relationship with God goes up and down. It changes over time. It's not static. It doesn't stay the same. It oscillates. It can get stronger or it can get weaker. The Quran also points out the culprit, what weakens our faith. Let me recite verse 49 in chapter 41, which points out to the culprit for the weakening of a person's faith. وَإِنَّ مَسَّهُ الشَّرُّ فَيَأُوسٌ قَنُوتٌ. If an evil touches him, then he loses all hope and is lost in despair. So if an evil, a horrible thing happens to a person of faith, he may lose all hope and will be lost in despair. فَيَأُوسٌ قَنُوتٌ. When a bad thing happens to a person of faith, he loses hope and drowns in despair. Sometimes bad experiences might actually shake the very foundation of our faith. Let's hear what the Quran says about this in chapter 33, verse 11. This verse, by the way, is about the Battle of Uhud. Those of you who are familiar with the history of early Islam, the Battle of Uhud took place in a place between Mecca and Medina. And it so happened in that battle, the Muslim army lost to the Meccan disbelievers. Muslim fighters assumed that their faith in God guarantees them success in the battlefield. They had a sort of entitlement mentality that just because we are Muslims and we are followers of Muhammad, we are protected from hardships and defeat. And guess what? They did not make enough preparations, they did not follow through with the battle plan, and they ended up losing the battle. What happened to the faith of some of the Muslim fighters after they experienced loss at Uhud? Verse 11, chapter 33, articulates and beautifully points out their predicament. هُنَا لِكَبْتَلِيَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. At that occasion, the believers were tried. وَزُلْزِلُوا زِلْزَالًا شَدِيدًا And they were shaken with a mighty shaking. This is astonishing. This is the predicament of people who were in the company of the Prophet Muhammad after they experienced a severe hardship, an adversity, a loss on a battlefield. هُنَالَكُ ابْتَلِيَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَزُلْزِلُوا زِلْزَالًا شَدِيدًا At that occasion, the believers were tried and shaken with a mighty shaking. زلزله ایمانی اون شکست زلزله در ایمان مؤمنان انداخت. The loss in the battlefield for those Muslims was just like an earthquake. It almost destroyed the faith of many of them. So essentially, this is what happens when we go through sad episodes in our lives. This is what happens to many of us when we face severe hardships, such as loss of a loved one, or financial bankruptcy, or a failed relationship, or even the global pandemic that we're going through today. All of these negative and sad episodes will negatively impact our faith in God, so we need to be very aware of this potential. Now let's address the second question. How can we protect our faith in the face of trials and adversity in life? Listen to what the Quran teaches us in this respect. Chapter 2, verse 155. This is really illuminating, and I'm sure many of you have read this verse in the Holy Quran. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوءِ وَنَقْصٍ مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ Surely we shall try you with episodes of fear and hunger and loss of wealth, loss of lives and crops, but give good news to those who are steadfast. Very illuminating. The verse enumerates some of the adversities that we may face in our lives. Adversities that can ruin our faith in God. For example, fear or khawf, fear that we may lose our job due to a recession or a pandemic, fear that we may lose our loved ones in a sickness that they may have, or we may become fearful of poverty, losing our job, so on and so forth. These are all adversities that we may face in our lives that are negative and can negatively impact our faith in God. As people of faith, we are not immune from the trials and turmoils of life. As the Quran says, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي كَبَدْ Verily, we have created man into toil and struggle. So this is how the Quran pictures what God destined humanity for. لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي كَبَدْ Verily, we have created man into toil and struggle. So we should expect to face toil and struggle in our daily life. Hopefully soon the scientists will find a vaccine for the coronavirus. But there is no vaccine against adversity. There is no vaccine against toils and trials of life. You will face trials and turmoils in your life. even if you are Jesus Christ, even if you are the Prophet Muhammad. Now, the verse which enumerated some of the trials we may face in life ends with a reassuring message. Bashir al-Sabirin. Bashir al-Sabirin. Bash comes from the word Bisharat, which means good news. But good news to whom? Sabirin. Those who persevere. Those who remain steadfast. Those who never lose hope. So what is the good news for Sabirin or the steadfast? God will never abandon you. God will be with you in the darkest moments of your life. God will be with you in the depth of your despair. That is a promise that God makes to every one of us. At times in our life, we will fall down. Just because we are Muslims, again, it does not mean that we will not fall down. Faith is no warranty against failure or against adversity. We will fall down at some point in our life, but after we fall down, God will be standing next to us to give us a helping hand to get back up on our feet. That is a promise God will keep. So, faith requires perseverance or sabr. And by the way, Ramadan is around the corner, I believe in a couple of weeks. Ramadan is an amazing exercise for sabr or patience. During Ramadan, when you're fasting before sunrise and sunset, you may be hungry and want to eat, but you have to be patient and wait until the sun goes down. You may be thirsty and want to drink. Well, you need to be patient and wait. You may have a burning urge to have sex, but you need to be patient and wait for the sun to go down. So, the good news is, even though we will face adversities in our life, if we keep the hope alive, we will overcome the adversities and the hardships. That's the promise that God will keep. He will be there to help us get through the adversities that inevitably we will face in our lives. Let me close my presentation with some practical advice. What are some of the practical steps we may take to keep our hope alive during tough times? And remember, if you keep your hope alive, you will keep your faith vibrant, because faith at its core is hope about the mercy of God. So, one of the advices that I have for you when you're going through tough times is to stay away from naysayers. People who are negative. Do not mingle with people who zoom in on the negatives at all times. Avoid negativity creeping into your thoughts, because negativity will drain you, will deflate you. Stay away from people who are negative, because they will not help your cause. They will make matters worse for you in hard times. Second, remember that everything has a lesson. Everything has a lesson, even hard and tough experiences. Rather than constantly thinking about the bad thing that has just happened to you, try to take a positive lesson from it. The process of learning gives you more energy to cope. Whenever you go through a learning process, whatever that might be, you will feel that now you have more energy to cope. And that's what will happen in hard times if you try to draw a lesson from that hardship. Suddenly you will find that you have more energy to cope with that hardship. Third, try to remember all the previous tough times you have battled through in the past and how you got through them. It's very important. We've all have had tough times in the past. So when you go through a new tough time, always remember those previous ones that you went through and how you overcame them. That will tell you that this trying time will pass too. Listen to what the Quran has to offer to you. Chapter 94, verses 8 and 9. فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْأُسْرِ يُسْرًا إِنَّ مَعَ الْأُسْرِ يُسْرًا. So undoubtedly, with every hardship, there is relief. Undoubtedly, with every hardship, there is relief. This message of Quran should be quite uplifting for us in hard times. God promises us that after every hardship, there will be relief. Fourth, when you are going through a hardship in life, be grateful for what you still have. Look for all the positive things that you have around you, but you are not even noticing them. Your health, good friends, your spouse, your kids, all the other good things that are still going for you. Pay attention to them. When you are grateful for those blessings, that will fill you with positive energy, which is so crucial to deal with hardships. Be grateful for what you still have. Five, the fifth advice that I have for you. In hard times, still practice kindness and generosity. Going through a hardship is no excuse for abandoning kindness and generosity. Kindness, by the way, does not require doing huge things for others. It doesn't require that you lift mountains for other people. No, it could be something as simple as having a smile on your face when you greet other people. Patting somebody on the back, putting your hand on the shoulder of somebody who is down. Remember, kindness gives hope to other people. Kindness gives hope to others. And this will make you feel good about yourself, which in turn will help you create more positive energy inside yourself to cope with your hardship. Number six, read spiritual books when you are going through tough times. Spiritual books such as the Holy Quran or Rumi's Masnavi. Believe me, reading spiritual books will open new windows to you to cope with your hardships. The teachings of spiritual books will lift your spirit. And finally, mingle with people who have strong faith. When you're going through a tough time, as I said before, do not hang around naysayers. Instead, mingle with people who have very strong faith, people who are full of hope, people who are very upbeat on life, people who are very optimistic on life. Their hopefulness will rub off on you. Hope is contagious. The hopefulness of a person of faith will rub off on you and will give you more hope to cope with your hardship. Well, we have reached the end of our time for this presentation, and I hope that the insights I shared with you from the Holy Quran will help you whenever you go through a hardship in your life. Thank you very much for your attention, and God bless you.